Nollywood. Welcome to the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon. What's up, guys? Welcome to the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon. I am your host, Kevin T. Solomon. Now, this is not the first attempt at this very podcast. I think this is like the second time I'm trying to record this podcast. I mean, I've been so caught up in perfection. I just wanted it to be perfect. I just wanted to record a podcast that, you know, doesn't have any flaws or, you know, one thing or the other. But then, hey, Uncle Murphy used to always say, what will go wrong, we go wrong. So, hey, it is what it is. So, we are recording this. Anyhow, I would say it's collective. This is part of the struggle, which is the whole theme of this podcast. Anyway, it is, we are delving into the lives and struggles of filmmakers and content creators in Nigeria, particularly the ones that have not blown yet. I mean, I don't know if I've blown, but I don't think I've never blown. But like, everyone is still grinding, so I think none of us have really blown the way we want to have blown, but you get the idea. Now, really, I'm going to be using more of my personal life experience to like talk about a lot of the stuff that we're going to talk about in this podcast. But yeah, don't quote me on anything, or quote me, anyone, I don't care. I do care. But you get what I mean. So without wasting much time, I'm just going to go straight into the stuff that I have for today's podcast. I mean, at least this episode. So I'm gonna be going through the first thing that every filmmaker or content creator, pretty much anybody in the entertainment space, has ever had to like go through is coming out to our Nigerian parents. If you are born and bred in Nigeria, you will definitely know that the decision to become a personnel in the entertainment space is one of the hardest things you will ever do in your life. Heck, it's scary because, I mean, I'm unlike now. I mean, a few years ago, it wasn't even as easy as it is now. Because how do you tell your parents that you want to be an actor, or you want to be a filmmaker, you want to make skits, you just want to be an entertainer, you want to make music, when they wanted to be lawyer or doctor or engineer or accountant or banker? Go and tell them, I want to go and make a film. Hey, God, you're in trouble. For me, I remember when I told my mom that I do not want to go to the school that I was at anymore, that I wanted to be a filmmaker. I wanted to be an actor. At the time, this man beat me. My mother beat the living daylight out of me. I feel like I've told this story a lot of times, but like, this is like the very first time I'm actually saying it on air. But my mother, hey God, the kind of beating I received is enough to actually like report it as child abuse, because it was the worst. But like, I told my mom, I was like, you know what? If you must kill me, you're gonna kill me, because I don't wanna go to this school. I wanna be an entertainer. I want to make skit. To be fair, we had spent a lot of money on my school fees, and that really was not nice. I mean, if I had come clean early enough, and we might not have spent that much money on that. We would have invested in something more useful or more productive for what I want to do with life. But hey, it's not my fault. I don't think it's anybody's fault, because I know that a lot of us entertainers and content creators have been in that space mentally, and well, anything else, me, that makes us say, how do I tell my mother or my father that I don't want to see this engineering that you're paying for, that is now, I don't like it, I just want to make skates, I want to make films and make people laugh on the internet. You'll be looked, they will destroy you. I almost died, you know. But like, that's really the hard part, coming out to your parents. You don't know how they're going to react to it. So like, that alone is like the first factor that like kills the dream of every filmmaker and entertainer out there. So it's like, it's hard to wake up and say, yo, mommy, daddy, I want to do this. So like, I like to say that your parents, your family are your like number one hater in life when it comes to like, if you are an entertainer and you make the decision to be an entertainer, your first group of haters will be your family, your parents, if you can overcome them, then you shouldn't have a problem dealing with the rest. Well, those ones too, they used to choke, but you shouldn't have a problem with them. So yeah, the reaction coming out to them and how they react is what scares a lot of us to like make the decision to even be an entertainer in the first place. Then after that, we now have what happens next. Say they agree with you, like, okay, fine, yeah, you can be an entertainer, I'll go and act for you, go and make skates, do whatever you want. I'm sure it makes you happy and whatever. You know, what happens next? It's crazy because for me, it came to the point where my mom realized that the kind of beating she was giving me did not scare me to like change my mind or like just tell her, no, I was joking, it's a prank or anything. Like, I was serious. I was like, yo, mom, I want to do this. This is what I want to do. And she sat me down, we talked about it, and she was like, okay, fine, you know what, this is it, this is it, this is it. Apparently, she had some friends in the industry that she like connected me with, which is like how I got to where I am right now. But you know, it's crazy because even though some parents actually like believe in your dreams or whatnot, you have no idea what comes next. Especially for those that don't even have connect. I mean, I was lucky to have connect because my mom knew people. She didn't know that much people, but she knew enough people to like give me the basics. So it now comes to what to do next. Do you like, I mean, technology has made things easier now because I mean we can just make stuff on our phone and then just get seen by the whole world. I mean, that's how Ikorodu Boys were now. And like the critics, shout out to the critics company and Ikorodu Boys, those guys, I doff my hat to them, you know, like just creating stuff like that. But like, it's a challenge. You want to know why it's a challenge? Because when you're starting out, there's no money coming in, and that one itself is very discouraging. No, I won't lie to you, I've been there. I think a lot of us are still there, where we are putting in so much effort and so much work into a piece of content, you know, and it's not getting seen, you know, and money is not coming from it. Because at the end of the day, no matter how passionate we are about something, we still need to make money from it that we can use to eat, you know, see fronts, you know, all those things. So it's crazy. And when the money hasn't started coming in, you start getting these looks at home, like, okay, you're an entertainer, so, excuse me, you're an entertainer now, I mean, you're acting, you're doing this here and there, so, like, where's the money? I thought it's gonna bring money, you know? And then you're looking, everyone's looking at your face, expecting you to, like, show your results, and you have nothing to show for it yet, because you're just starting out. And there are not much connections like that to like keep you going. It's a struggle, and I feel like a lot of us went through that, and to the end of time, people are still going to go through it, especially in this Nigeria, where they're being in the entertainment industry is being looked at a certain way. It's fine, it's cool, it's entertainment, but like, as much as a lot of Nigerian parents in particular like enjoy some of the stuff that they see, they really wouldn't want their own child doing something like that. And that, you know, that is really, really tough. So what is the solution to this kind of a thing now, since we have reached here now? I personally think that the solution to a problem like this is just, you know, keep an open mind, especially for our parents, you know, be open-minded. I mean, at least try and like start taking note of what your child may be interested in from a young age, so you can immediately know that this is what your child may be interested in future, career-wise, you know, passion-wise. Because a lot of us and what we are doing right now, I feel like we have all showed the signs at some points in our lives. For me, I actually had like really low self-esteem when I was a child, and I don't think I have gotten over it completely. I mean, as I grow older, I'm able to mitigate it, but it's still there, low key. Man, don't lie, give you. But even with that, I've always known that I wanted to like entertain people, like whether it's acting or directing or producing or even just whatever it is, I wanted to like do stuff that will make people stop whatever it is doing and take that time out of their life and pay attention to what it is that I'm about to give to them, and they will enjoy it and be like, this is good stuff, I love it, when is the next one? You know, I've always been like that. I mean, back when I was in secondary school, I used to make comic books, you know, so like I just loved to draw, and from drawing, people would read my comic books. I'm like, oh yeah, this is good, when's the next one coming out? And then I started making like fun games that everybody would like play, and here I am now making videos, making films, and recording this podcast. It's a struggle, but I won't lie, it's still fun at the same time because I enjoy doing it. But I've always like had that flair for it. So like if our parents like noticed these things when we were like really young, they'd be able to like be like, oh yeah, this child, I mean, it looks like he's gonna be interested in this, let's groom him in this direction so at least he has the proper guidance, so that it will not be a case where you spend millions of naira to train your child in engineering or commerce or something that the child might not really be interested in, and then one day they'll just wake up and drop out or say, in fact, I'm not doing this, is what I want to do. And you'll be like, after all the money that I've spent on you, this is what you want to do, you want to disgrace me? Hello, if you don't want to face disgrace, don't play with grace. Watch your child from small, take note of what your child is doing so you can have an idea of what they might be interested in, and you know, just keep an open mind. And then for we the creatives, what we should be doing is to also be patient, you know, because things are changing, and it's not like before where we'll be scared to like say what's on our mind, but still I don't think it is done anywhere that people just make it overnight. It's a gradual step, so like yeah, I'm pretty sure that one day, all of us will deal right. But until then, you know, just be patient, just keep grinding. And the struggle is real. All of us are facing it together. But I believe that this is all I have for today. Why did I say I believe? I don't know why I said that. But anyway, I think this is all I have today concerning this. I don't know, this podcast is quite rough, but I'm pretty sure over time, as the podcast progresses, we'll have better quality, you know. But that is it for today. Thanks for listening. What should we call this episode? Let's see. I'm going to call this episode Coming Out to Nigerian Parents or Nigerian Parents. I don't know. Whatever you guys see, call it that. You take it like that. This was fun. This was really fun. So I will be seeing you guys next week when I put up another podcast. And until then, stay safe, be cool, keep creating, you know. And yeah, I am on all social medias. This is so weird. So yeah, you can check me out on other social media platforms. I'm on Instagram, Twitter, you know, even though people are calling it illegal, I'm on Twitter, on Instagram, everywhere at Kevin T. Solomon. So yeah, you can check me out. Follow my YouTube channel and subscribe to my YouTube channel, subscribe to this podcast, I'm pretty sure this podcast is going to be available on pretty much everywhere you listen to your podcast. So yeah, subscribe, and I'll see you guys next week. Until then, this is the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon. I'm your host, Kevin T. Solomon. And yeah, this was a very awkward podcast. It's very weird, but I think that's all I have for you guys today. So peace out. I'm going to see you guys next week. You guys will hear me next week. Well, bye-bye. Hi guys, thanks for listening to that really awkward podcast. I don't know why I recorded that like that, and I said that twice. This is really going to be a very awkward podcast throughout. But yeah, thanks for listening, and I really appreciate it. And please follow me on all my social media platforms and hit me up with any questions you might have or stuff you might want me to talk about, and I will talk about it if I have experienced it. This podcast is really based on stuff that I have experienced personally in the industry, and I'm going to be breaking it down into like 8 or 9 episodes, I'm not sure. And for the sake of this podcast, depending on how it goes, I might be breaking it into seasons. So like, let's just have fun with it, okay? So I'm going to see you guys in the next episode of the Nollywood Life Podcast with Kevin T. Solomon. Yeah.